Well, good evening. This is so cool. I remember you.
Yes, I'm Cornelia Schaffer.
I remember Cornelia. I'm so glad to see you. Yes, Misha told me that you'd moved down here. Yeah. Really? Well, that's an appropriate place, isn't it? Nice.
We're doing morning sitting.
5:30? How many people come?
Two or four, maybe.
That's good. That's really quite good. For 5:30.
Yeah. For most people, that's too early.
Yes.
It's a good time.
It is. It's the best. Well, let's do introductions around. Can we close that window, please? Oh, much better.
So, I'm Britt.
Nick.
Say your name again, please.
Cornelia.
Cornelia.
I'm Russ.
Samaya.
Samia.
Sharon.
Jane.
Lauren.
Julie.
And Forrest.
Brian.
Well, it's awfully nice. Oh, and me? Angie. It's very nice to see you again. It's been a long time. And you too, Maya. It's been a long time since you've been here. Very nice. So I've been gone. I was in Willits for 4 days and Arcata for 4 days. Willits was a bust. Nobody came. It was very disappointing. They were late getting out the announcement, and they had changed the date. So a lot of people said, oh, yes, yes, let's do it anyway. We'll come, but nobody did. So it was just me and the one who organized it in this barn with a tin roof, no, a steel roof. So when it was hot, it was exceedingly hot, and when it was cold, it was freezing. And so I went up to Arcata feeling kind of shaky, wondering what's going on. And then it was just the opposite. We had three ceremonies, one each day for 3 days. I told them they were going to be pickled in the precepts because it was all precepts. And I had to talk about them, of course, before we did it. So all the talks were about precepts. And then we did a memorial for Maylee, Scott. Who died now 8 years ago. So every year we do a memorial for her. And then the next night they had asked me to do a Koban-style full moon ceremony. And they've done the Zen Center style, the very elaborate one with many, many bows and many bells, and it's a very elaborate affair. Koban's way is the opposite. It's very, very simple. So we did that. I was thinking after we did it that we should do that here. We haven't done it. And it requires going outside somewhere. So we would have to find a park or do it at Jikoji when we're there at Sashin, which is certainly a possibility. So we always went outside, and often at Duvenex, at Hidden Villa. That's when I first did it. And then at Jikoji we would do it, sometimes up on the ridge. And you stand in a circle as in Buddha's time and recite the precepts from all my ancient, and we used Koban's words too, a different translation, all my ancient wrong actions arising from beginningless greed, anger, and ignorance based on mind, speech, and body, altogether I now fully avow. And then the refuges, and then the three pure precepts, and then the 10 prohibitory precepts. So it was too cold and foggy to stay outside after we had recited them. Arcata is right on the ocean, and it's not often very fair weather. So we went back inside and sat in a circle like this and passed around the nyoi, the teaching stick, so that when the teaching stick came to someone, she would say something. In Buddha's time, they would recite the precepts, and as each one was recited, if someone had offended that precept, he or she would step forward and admit, "I'm sorry, Mary, I took your needle without asking. And I put it back, but I'm sorry I took it that way." And then they would sort of reconcile with each other, with everybody witnessing it, so that there was some way of sorting out how it was to live in very close quarters and live with your own proclivities for infractions of every kind. We think we don't take, but we do take. We think we don't lie, but we do lie. And this way, there was a way of working it out. They did it not only at the full moon, but all the four quarters of the moon. So every week there was a chance to get together and be together. So we didn't quite do it that way. When the stick came around, sometimes people were quiet, and often people expressed gratitude. And every now and then there was somebody who had something to admit and ask forgiveness. It was all very touching. And then the night after that, we had a Chukai ceremony. And lots of people came. It was an old student who'd been up there for years and years, a student of Sherry Huber to begin with. And she'd moved to Eureka. And just to see how everything grows, as you all know, you start out not quite knowing what's happening, and then as you sow on the Rakusu, it all begins to come together. And then she invited her friends, and so it was our sesshin and her friends all mixed up together that night. Very wonderful occasion. So they send their greetings to us down here. Some of them come down and sit with us. They'll be here in August and join us for sesshin. Floating Zendo means that we're all floating. Some people go to Taos with me, and some people go up to Arcata, or Arcata comes down here. It's a very spread out kind of situation. So I'm curious what happened last week and where we are in our studies. Wendy's not here tonight. I don't know why.
She let her go last week.
I gathered from the email. I did.
What we had talked about is we've all been, Wendy acted as her doshi and conversation started. We've all been, most of you know that we've been studying the record of things heard by Dogen. I think we started about 3 years ago.
It just seems like it, Donald.
Our secretary at the record was last July, so it's only to be not quite a year.
Wow.
Think of that. I mean,
well, we must be.
And we're on book three somewhere. Just started book three out of six books. And so we just kind of discussed maybe we'd like to read something else.
Well, I'm all for it. I keep bringing it up.
I know. And we said, how come no one's been bringing it up? And everybody was, God, you know. So we went around and we talked. Let's see.
I wasn't here for the first 3 books. Can we start over?
I'll lend you my copy.
I'll lend you mine too.
There's this one too.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
That I would suggest adding to the list.
Oh, I believe the two that we talked about was the art of the sitting, and I'll pass this around also. And this is one of the few books that is just on. Maybe the only book that has the collected topics of Shingon Taza, and it starts with the Chinese masters and goes on up to the modern day Western American Zen folks, such as Norman Fisher, Mel Weissman, and it's all on. The silent illumination, just sitting, and it's all essays edited by John Dottolori. So that was one book that we talked about. And then another book that we, I think the other recommendation that we came up with that we were remembering, right, is Opening the Hand of God.
That's a very nice book.
And actually, I believe, I didn't get to compare it yet, but I believe a chapter or two is also in this book, or at least by the same author. So these were the two recommendations that we came up thinking in terms of, yeah, this would be very nice too. This is, I believe, the book that Dan wrote up about in our, was it in the newsletter? Was it this one?
Oh, I think it was. Yes.
And it's sitting on my stack.
A couple of my teacher friends have been using it and finding it extremely helpful.
So this is Each Moment is the Universe. And Ken Gary and Copeland, they were each other's peers, weren't they? They came over to help Suzuki Roshi?
Yes, yes, they did. And yeah. They practiced together at City Center for a little while, but mostly at Tassajara together.
So there's many of Coven's students have practiced here.
And some of Katagiri's students came to sit with Coven also. So
that would be
so it's part of the family. He's Suzuki Roshi lineage, but actually he's not. He's his own lineage.
Pardon me? He's
just thinking he's a different lineage from Suzuki Roshi, just as Coven is.
Right. I didn't think, because he studied Don Jacobson at that's living up at Jacoji just now is practice with Jane Leishon, right?
Yes.
And she's a Dharma heir of Coven's.
So that book is based on Dogen, actually. So maybe you don't want to go back into Dogen so much, but it's a modern day discussion of. It's right. It's a little bit like Tolle. It's about the question of time and being. Dogen calls it being time, one thing, one seamless thing. Time is being and being is time. And there's a fairly short chapter in Shobo Genzo called Uji, which is on that subject. And Katagiri gave these talks that turned into a whole book. I haven't read the whole thing, but I've read through it. And as I say, it's been recommended to me, too, as something that is very interesting to share with people.
There were just a couple other things that came up about the meeting that we talked about. And, I'll summarize since I'm already gabbing, but one was the consideration of, you know, that you don't necessarily, it's just your time involved and how much preparation is needed for it. And we also talked about it, essays we could make copy and the availability off of, you know, if it's on the web or in the library.
So we're not all buying books, you mean?
Yeah, right.
I see.
I don't know if we're about a solution, but I know that that was a consideration before when we talked about a book. And then,
the problem is people may object to buying another book.
I think Dan was always again. A couple people were, Wendy too, but that it be in the library and or online. So I think that was, wasn't it? I think that's what we have been some of our discussions before. Samya had a question and consideration about really being that, of course, how did you say it? Your own writings or your own talks or something that you would like to share that's not based on a book. Did I say that right?
Well,
do you remember?
The more I thought of what I asked, I mean, Angie's already doing that, is stuff that you have written, but you're probably doing that already by us reading these books and interpreting them, but sometimes people write things in the closet and we don't know about it. I'm just wondering if there's any of those that...
Or go on radio shows and don't tell us.
I see.
Presentations and don't invite us.
Oh. Sorry. Yeah. You know, I don't write Dharma per se, as they say. I write poetry.
Right.
But it doesn't...
Does it ever come out from sitting, or...?
I think it all comes out from sitting, but it doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like a Dharma talk at all.
Since we're living in this world and not everything is Dharma, you know, it's nice to hear Bach and Beethoven and whatever she listens to.
Well, I could read you some of my poems.
I mean, it would be nice.
That would be nice. And I've thought, you know, leaning on books is... it has been a little tedious with this Dogen that we've been doing, and there are subjects that we can take up, like the precepts that I've just been doing in Arcata, where we can just, we've done that before, and we could take up other subjects that everyone would have access to and that I could speak from without too many long chapters to have to deal with. I don't know how deeply everybody wants to study. I think the precepts are so important that we could keep doing those over and over. But there are other things too. Jane?
You've got a number of students sewing right now. Perhaps precepts would be...
We haven't done them for a long time. True. It's true. And there are many ways to approach it, too. So, that might be a start.
Last time I was here, you were in the precepts. Not last week, but yeah.
6 years ago.
Six.
Yeah. When was that for?
6 years ago. Pardon?
But yeah, remember, right? You have the packet and everything.
It's about 4 or 5 years ago, I think, yeah.
Wendy had a nice list also of the topics that we've gone through.
Oh. Oh.
About the paramedics.
Another one that's excellent. Excellent. We haven't done that forever. It's really time to do the paramitas too. We could spend another year just doing the precepts and the paramitas. And those can be, you know, printed out on one page, the things themselves, and then the we extrapolate from that as long as we like.
Anything else? Oh, Julian brought up, he wants to do the whole show begins.
Wow. Is that right?
What I was thinking of, I mean, this is part of maybe it's more of a study group thing, but we talked about it before, reading. I like to do personally background reading, like the Platform Sutra or something like that, to kind of enable one to delve more deeply into the Shobogenzo. Shobogenzo is kind of daunting, so it'd be kind of great to have other people to kind of read it with and kind of, you know, so you could push one another to do it.
I would think the precepts and the paramitas would help you more than anything else, because that's such basic dharma.
Right.
No, that's what Shobogenzo is based on.
So
if those become truly clear, then, you know, it won't make Dogen clear as a bell, because nobody thinks Dogen is clear as a bell. It's very difficult material. But I think starting with the basics is probably your best bet. And we can throw a little Dogen in there. We can stop after the precepts maybe and do the Genjo Koan. That's a very nice way of developing understanding and using Dogen's brilliance in a way that might help us when we went to the paramitas, something like that. Or Bendoa. You know, there's certain things that Dogen wrote that can help us as lay people, especially. And that will help us understand the rest of it. So we turn it. We can turn it and turn it. But I guess we need to vote, don't we? Is that how we're doing this?
I just think you can just choose to.
Well, I do believe Jane is right. We have 1, 2, 3 people sewing, 4 people sewing. So, I think doing the precepts would be a good idea.
I think the book is very good. When I first showed up about a month ago, now, unless you study it beforehand, it's sometimes, you know, you read a paragraph, and it must be really extra focused. I think that format is difficult.
Yes.
So I think sometimes instead of reading something like that, which is great, what you said, going through the precepts of talking about it or having a presentation by you or somebody where you're listening and then talking.
What I'll do, what
that's
I...
That's good. A good way to do it.
Thank you.
I find that even though other than Russ, I mean, I don't know, but we've sat through the precepts many times, and it's like, it just, for me, it takes on new meaning or deeper meaning, or, you know, my life has added something or whatever, taken it away. So it was interesting to hear how many topics that we had covered and when we shared that last week. Yeah. At the same time, though, it's like some of the, you know, it's like you can't get too much. It doesn't feel the precepts, the fundamentals, the heart sutra.
Yes, that's another one. That's another one. Yes.
So sweet.
Yep. Well, for all of those, I have handouts that I made before, and I would make new handouts if we did that. Yes, yeah, just as our minds change, Russ.
Well, since Wendy had the gumption to push that boulder off the side of the mountain, we're all going through this for the past year, over and over. This was some rough. That was a rough book that past year. I think maybe we should relinquish to Wendy what we should do, because we could have been another year from now and we still be doing
it. It wasn't that bad. You make it sound like we were, I don't know.
Well, you should have said something, because I offered it.
Two or three times, I'm like this.
Well, who am I? That was a rough book. You read something, I think, what the heck did that guy say? It's just with the wind, you know.
Well, next time say something, Russ.
Well, I guess Wendy had the gumption to say something. I wasn't here, but did she say it like that?
She's you know her, she's not like me. She's much more diplomatic. And so she said something like, you know, what she says, she goes, "Well, Angie, I wanted to bring up, you know, and Angie's brought this up before, and I think we need to talk more about this. She's asked us if we want to continue with this book or not."
No. Well, I'm real happy to put it aside. It's just fine. Samia?
I want to ask a question, but after this, that's kind of helpful.
So, are we going to leave it up to Wendy? Is that the idea?
No, I think we just...
We decide.
Do we want to vote? Okay. What are we voting on? Precepts, paramitas, heart sutra?
I'll go with that.
So we're putting away that first book that we all thought we kind of liked, right?
Yes, but remember, we have study group, like Julie's pointed out.
All right.
Which is tomorrow night.
Correct. 6:30.
Yeah.
Chapters 8 and 9. Of this... Suzuki's commentary on the Sandokan.
Branching Streams.
Yes, Branching Streams.
That's right. We can do all of those in the study group.
That's right.
In the way that we've been doing it.
And the platform center, which really isn't that long.
That's right. We could do that next.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
All right. Precepts, paramitas, heart sutra for the next.
Anything else? Quiet?
Okay. It would be good for us to take a break.
I think for right now. But one thing also is it'll come, we're going to have practice period in July.
Yeah.
And of course, this also ties in. That was one caveat I had about just sitting. We used a couple essays for that during practice period about sitting.
Yeah,
all,
good.
All just, you know.
Good.
All right. Well, I guess we're doing both. So it's, just raise your hand on one of the three choices, the precepts, paramitas, and the Heart Sutra.
Well, is there any way you can do like an email blast? Because like mm-hmm. Dan's not here, Wendy's not here, and some other folks.
I think we should just make a decision right now why Angie's here. Is anybody, so that's two points of view. Another point of view?
I thought this wasn't a choice. I thought this was a sequence.
Yeah.
It wasn't a choice. Or is it a choice?
Yeah. Well, everybody talks about voting. And, you know, there's this thing called consensus. You know, it's like the group coming to an agreement. And it seems like the group could just come to an agreement without, you know, I voted this, I voted that. And is there a way? Are people agreeing to do this process, or do people don't want to do it that way, want to vote? I'm just kind of visiting. It's the first time I've been here. My first Tuesday evening off for a long time, so I'm not really in tune with what's going on. That's just my thought.
I really like the idea of doing the precepts, and I like, you know, I'm going to start selling, I haven't started yet. There are other people that are selling it.
Sounds good.
I don't know if anyone has an objection. You know, if there are objections, maybe we can do it, you know, but it make it more fair, but I don't know.
Why is the sewing so important?
It's about taking the precepts.
If this was in Brooklyn, would they do knitting? Or?
No, they would just.
They would sew. let me explain how I usually do the precepts and how I will do them if we do them, and the paramitas also, is I'll talk about them some, but I will send you home with them one by one so that you can live with them, bring them up into consciousness, be aware of them, and see how life means around the subject of no clouding the mind, for instance, of which there are many, many layers, or no telling lies, or no being angry, or embracing and sustaining right conduct. Now, they're huge subjects, each one of them, but if you talk about them in an intellectual way, it's one thing. If you take it home and really begin to be aware and awake to your life in reference to each precept, that's what they're for. They're to wake us up to what we're up to. They're not some big teacher shaking a finger and saying you got to do this or you're bad. It's to say, wake up, what are you doing? Over and over with everything that we do. So it's a kind of grace to receive the precepts, because it's our deepest wish is to be awake, and it's hard to do. So these are our way. This is the best way that's been found. So I would not write very much. I think writing is not so useful, but you can come back. I will give a little talk about each one, and then you all go off and come back the next week and discuss your experiences. So it's more coming from the Sangha as a whole than it is from just lectures or talks, so-called talks. Jane?
I think also to answer Wes's question about what's so important about sewing, you know, it is one of the ceremonies we do in Sangha, and it's a ceremony for the whole Sangha. Even if you don't sew, you're still participating in it. And I think one thing this suggestion I like about it is that, you know, we're all investigating the precepts together. And it is, I think, a nice way to extend the Jukai ceremony time-wise, and just in terms of having everyone participate in it. So that's the question we think about.
To build off of what Jane said is a good question. Well, for me, in receiving the precepts and taking Jukai, which is receiving the precepts, is what that means. I need help. I need help from people so that I understand the precepts and can live by the precepts. It's hard to do it alone. So part of the Jukai that we do as a Sangha is showing our support, and it's nice. It's heartwarming to know that it's something that we have all studied and taken to heart. And I really got why maybe this book maybe didn't resonate so much with us, is because it wasn't something that was real tangible to take home, as opposed to thinking about not stealing and not killing and things like that during the week. That it's kind of where the rubber hits the road.
I'm remembering the commentary Suzuki kind of talks about the precepts in the book. I mean, it's a very different kind of way than I think the wider culture is used to.
Yes. In Zen, we do the precepts for everything. We do the precepts for every kind of ordination, from the first one, the Jukai, all the way through to transmission. We do precepts for weddings. If someone has died and hasn't taken the precepts, that person is given the precepts before they're buried or burned. So it's about the only thing that that is universal in our practice. It's what we are, in a way.
I've always been too lazy simply to take the precepts, you know, and go through the formal thing. But I think one thing that happens is if the practice develops, however it does, the precepts become clear on some kind of nonverbal level. But I think that's the best way to... You can't take something when you go up. They're just there.
Yes.
But I think it's a good way to present them, you know. To me, Zen is sort of a spoken tradition as much as anything else. So it's a good way to take care of them.
All right. Let's do it. Oh, thank you all. Nice discussion.